She's not here tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Elon said she wouldn't be here.
Michelle,
she works, so.
Oh, okay.
Good evening, everybody. Please be seated.
If Elon's here, I'll give her this for the museum people. I subscribe to this.
Oh, okay. No, she said she wasn't going to be here, Elon.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Elon said she wasn't going to be here.
Oh, Elon isn't, or just Michelle isn't?
Michelle's not going to be here at all. Go ahead, take it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Welcome. Yes. Yeah, he said he swore you in on Monday. Okay. Is that the original you have? Or did Richard send it in? Oh, yeah, I need the original. Thank you. Okay. Did you want to keep the letter?
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Searchlight Town Advisory Board meeting, March 13th, 2024. Quick disclaimer, this meeting will be audio and video recorded, and you can find the audio recording on clarkcountynevada.gov and the video recording on the Searchlight Town Advisory Board's unofficial YouTube channel. Item number one, Judge Richard Hill to swear in the Searchlight Town Advisory Board member Natalie Jeter to the Searchlight Town Advisory Board to serve the remaining term that will end on January 1st, 2025. Judge Hill wouldn't have been able to be here tonight, so that has already been done. Welcome, Natalie.
Thank you.
Moving on to notes. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion related to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling the toll-free numbers listed on the agenda. Supporting materials provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 64, Las Vegas, Nevada. Supporting material will be available on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/searchlight-tab. Board members, Kyle Myers, chairperson, James Allen, vice chairperson, Tim Colton, Kayla McGinnis, and Natalie Jeter. Secretary Tammy Harris, County Liaison Mark Moskowitz. It's time to call the meeting to order. If we could please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty
Thank you, everyone. Moving on to roll call. Kyle Myers here. James Allen.
Here.
Kim Colton. Kayla McGinnis.
Here.
And Natalie Hughes.
Here.
All members present, one absent. Moving on to public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Any public comment out there? Okay. Moving on to approval of minutes for February 14th, 2024. All members had a chance to review the minutes. Do we have a motion?
A motion.
A second for motion, and all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed for approval of the minutes. And approval of the agenda for March 13th, 2024, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. Moving on to informational items. Item number one, receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison Mark Moskowitz regarding updates on Clark County Department of Family Services, foster care recruitment and training, and any other updates from Clark County.
Perfect, thank you, Chair. So there's a few handouts in the back. Laura Steves was able to attend Laughlin's Town Advisory Board yesterday and talked about the need for foster parents in Clark County and how there's a lot of kids that are need to be adopted. So if anyone is interested or anything like that, please reach out to our office or Laura Steves back there. She's got some flyers and stuff for things you can do and how you can help out. If you know anybody, please let them know. They say that teens are one of their biggest group of children that they have trouble with getting into homes. So if you know anyone that's looking to do any adopting, please reach out. And like I said, there's cards and information back there. So if you have any questions or want us to get you in contact with Laura, let us know and we can do that as well. So the other few updates, but first I want to welcome Natalie. Thank you so much for joining our town board. We're excited to have you on and fill Bob Shaw's position. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes. Excited to be here.
Perfect. And then I have some exciting news. Last week, I've got a fun little picture. Commissioner Naft, it was Nevada Reading Week, and Commissioner Naft made some cookies, and I was able to stop at both the Laughlin Library and the Searchlight Library and hang out with Tyler and Michael and give them some really good cookies. And I just want to let everyone know that it was a fun week to really promote Nevada Reading Week. And I always tell people, I know Laughlin has a wonderful library, but we are so lucky here in Searchlight to have such an amazing library and an amazing library staff that are there day and night. They do so many great programs, so we should never take it for granted. They really do a lot of good work, so Commissioner Naft was happy to provide them with some cookies and thank them for all they do. So thank you guys for everything. And then the last thing, as always, we have Commissioner Naft's newsletters in the back. As always, if you'd like a digital copy, just let us know. It's got a lot of good information of what's going on in District A and the county. So that was all my updates. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Does anybody from the public have any questions for Mark? From the board? All right, moving on to item number two, receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area time constraints.
Okay, how you doing? My name is Chris, last name is Jeter, J-E-T-E-R, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. Calls for service for 2024 was 29 for the month of February. Last year was 23. Went up a tad for 2024, January was 23, so we're breaking even. Traffic citations for the month of February was 29, no DUIs, no battery domestic violence. We had no arrests, and search searchlight or no juvenile citations. We've had three calls from terribles. The month of January was three, the month of February was four, and one for the BB Motel. And that is it for the stats. Any questions?
Any questions for Metro? Anything from the board?
James? Natalie? Take care.
Thank you.
Happy Easter.
Item number three, receive a report from Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire District, regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues. Kim is not here tonight, and I don't believe we have a report. So, moving on to item number four, receive a report from Sandra Yasinchuk with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month. I don't think we have a report for her either. Moving on to item five, receive a report from Kathy Flanagan, Las Vegas Valley Water District, regarding the status of the water system.
Hi, good evening. Water usage for Searchlight for last month was 2,260,000 gallons, which is a reduction of 360,000 gallons from February of 23, and there was no leaks or main breaks to notify you of. Any questions?
I have one for you.
Yep.
A few months ago, we talked about the Gavilan project and that there might be other projects that were forgotten about during that whole transition.
We have sent in our letter of intent to the Army Corps of Engineers. We're just waiting for them to create an agreement. I don't think they have the funding right now. I think they're waiting for the appropriations, and then they'll do the agreements for us.
Okay. Perfect. Is there any other questions from the board? Questions from the public? All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Item number six, receive a report from Michelle Brown, the Searchlight Veteran Organization. Michelle is not here, but I have her report. All right. So it seems we're always thanking Equinox Gold Mine for all they do for our community. They have shown their generosity again by having a canned food drive and donating the proceeds to the local food bank here in town. A huge thank you to Ray Trujillo for organizing and dropping off all the food. It will certainly be put to excellent use. Partnering with Commissioner Knapp's office, Republic Services, and Terrible's Roadhouse Casino, we will be sponsoring a town cleanup next month. Large dumpsters will be staged in Terrible's vacant lot across from the Roadhouse. They will be available for use from April 13th through 15th. We hope everyone will take advantage of this opportunity to do spring cleaning in the yards and homes. We will be working with Kelly and their 4-H project to make the community garden come to fruition. UNR Extension has graciously agreed to pay for the complete fencing of the garden in several beds. The SBO is pledging up to $7,000 to make sure any other essentials needed will be supplied. Looks like all bases are covered and the project is moving forward, now just waiting on working with Clark County for completion. This will be an exciting project for the residents of Searchlight. We're having another Taco Tuesday coming up. There was such a great turnout in January that we ran out of food. Be assured we will have more this time around. Hope to see you on May 7th, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Senior Center. We will be purchasing a TV and TV cart for use at the Community Center. Anyone wishing to make a presentation to the town board or for special events will be able to hook up to their electronic device and share with the rest of the room. A six foot round table is also being purchased for programming at the center for special events. Our board meetings are the second Monday of every month. They are held at 4 p.m. in the Senior Center. Everyone is invited to attend. And we value your input. Come out and make a difference in our community. And lastly, we wanted to present an award for all of his hard work, James Burchard. James lives in Kingman, so we didn't expect he would be able to come to one of our meetings. So we're going to surprise him on March 27th here at the Community Center at 9 a.m. If any other community members would like to join us in congratulating him for all of his dedication and hard work for the Searchlight community that he's done over the years, feel free to join us. And that is it for the Searchlight Betterment Organization report. Any questions from the public?
Will you repeat the town cleanup days?
Yes, April 13th through 15th. That's Saturday through Monday.
And what was the 4 o'clock meeting? And what was the date?
So the Searchlight Betterment Organization has monthly meetings at 4 p.m. on Monday, the first Monday. Second Monday, excuse me, at the Senior Center. Any questions from the board?
Which question on the time, you know, what time during the day is that
happening? It'll be all day, through the whole entire weekend. It'll just be structured where you can clean up your yard, proper other properties, or your home. And it'll be available in the lot across from the roadhouse south during those days. Okay, thank you. Item number 7, receive a report from Will Smith with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. I think Kayla is itching to read that one.
So for February 2024, she used an average of 45,000 gallons per day. 2023 had an average of 39,000 gallons per day. The difference from 23 to 24 increased by 6,000 gallons per day from last year. No sewer service complaints for the month of February. One call before you dig ticket. And on the back, you'll see the influent monthly flow comparison.
Thank you, Kayla. And moving on to item number 8, receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities. No A1? Wait, no? Okay. Natalie, would you like to go ahead and read that report for us?
Sure. So there'll be an egg hunt on March 31st at 10 a.m. at the Searchlight Town Park. And then for the March activities in Searchlight Center, Monday there's open rec. Tuesday, there's a free sew and exercise. Wednesday, there's shuffleboard and ping pong. Thursday is Mexican train dominoes. And Michelle is here from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. if anyone needs access to the community center. And then the contact information is on the bottom.
Thank you, Natalie. And moving on to item number 9, receive a report from Kelly Lourdes, Southern Clark County Coordinator with UNR Extension regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Hi there. Our 4-H programming, we began planting and planning for the community garden here at the center. Devin and I continue to offer some art implementation as well as some horticulture and planting concepts. Today we made fairy gardens. And last week, if your children made it home, they made it home with a big fat caterpillar. So we are delving into the life cycles of butterflies, and we hope that those creatures will be substituted and transferred into the upcoming garden. Devin is putting together the Lake Mojave cleanup group for this Saturday. And we kind of misspoke last time because we thought it was a Cottonwood Cove. Not at Cottonwood Cove, it's at Catherine's Landing, but we are still hoping to have our 4-H'ers participate. We have a van, and we have transportation waivers for those riding with us, and we'll pick up here at 7:45 on Saturday morning and bring them back at 1:45, and we'll have snacks and water for them. We continue to seek volunteers for the community garden that we are hoping starts here at the back of the center. University of Nevada, Reno Extension had announced, as well as Michelle, the funding portion of the project for the fence. There's just a slight delay in receiving the necessary paperwork on the lease for the adjacent land. And so when that paperwork is complete, we will get that fence up. In the meantime, we're utilizing what we're going to use as an herb garden on wheels. And so we kind of have an example in the back. And we're going to have those kind of in the quad area between the museum and the library so that the kids can really work into the curriculum, that planting and the planting concepts. And then we hope to move it to the garden area when it becomes more permanent with the fencing. UNR Horticulture Department had a guest speaker come out in February to Laughlin. And it was, he presented snakes in the desert Southwest. The event was free and open to the public, but the fun part was that we had some Searchlight residents come down for it. Actually, Kyle's daughter got to know the snakes firsthand because she was our model in many of the pictures that show up in the newspaper. She has the snake draped across her shoulders because she was fearless. She was an awesome volunteer for Dr. Robinson. She sat in the front row. She just couldn't get enough. He's planning to be back in Laughlin in October to speak about rodents and spiders and other desert creatures. So I'll bring more information as we solidify those plans. We have a few more radon kits if anybody's interested. I left some with Michelle, but I did bring some with me today. So if you're interested in radon kits, even though radon month was January, we still have some residual kits because they actually, the county ran out back in February. And so I didn't hoard any, but I do have some extra. So if you need to grab me or contact my office, I'd be happy to bring some by for Michelle to, you can pick them up in her office. That's kind of been the easiest way to do that. So any questions for me?
So for the field trip, for the cleanup, I saw on the forum that it said DA had to be dropped off in Laughlin.
So we're going to pick up here, pick up our 4-H kids in Laughlin as well, go to Catherine's Landing, drop the kids off at the Laughlin Boys and Girls Club before we come back here with the kids and drop off here.
Okay, so we don't have to drive to Laughlin?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, and I do have the transportation forms too, if you need one of those. And some of them, some of the parents brought them for both kids. You can put both kids on the transportation form.
Okay, I'll need another one because I, when I read that, I threw it in the trash.
So. You got it. Any other questions?
Any other questions out there for Kelly, 4-H?
We would be happy to take an adult too if anybody wants to go pick invasive weeds on Saturday morning.
Any questions from the board? All right. Thank you, Kelly. All right, item number 10, receive a report from Tyler Young with Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
Hello, Tyler Young, manager of the Searchlight Library. So we have part two of our Come Out and Clay program this Friday. Part one was fun. We had one person come, but I joined them on every project that we do. So technically we have two people. Lots of fun. You're always able to come out to the second part. We'll go over the first part with you. You'll just have to do a little catch up, but that's no problem. I love this program. We also have candle making this Thursday, sorry, not this Thursday. We have candle making coming up on Thursday, March 21st at 12 p.m., right after Domino's that they do here. We'll be in the library. Just come on and join us. I provide all the supplies. We also have book club still. This month is The Wager, A Tale of Shipwreck, Mutiny, and Murder. We have all the copies available in the library, large print, regular print, and audiobook for anyone that is interested.
Any questions out there for Tyler? Searchlight Library? Anything from the board? Thank you very much, Tyler. Item number 11, receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns. All that was reported last month was those 5 out street lights and Searchlight and 4 in Calamary. And that's all I have for this report. Is there any questions from the public? From the board? Thank you. And item number 12, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Any announcements from the board?
Yes, but I think Judy's
going to. Okay.
You can do the announcement, and I have some handouts.
Okay, so it's the 13th, right?
13th.
Yes, so we have the Ibiquay Abiquame. The celebration is on April 13th. It's for the anniversary of it becoming the National Monument, which was held last year. So we'll have all-day events. You can also go to the website that's listed here on the bottom, and it will give you a list of all the events that will be held that day. There'll be some in the morning out of Walking Box Ranch. There'll be some hikes, some tours of the ranch, and then there'll be an event here. The celebration event will be here in the afternoon. So everyone is, feel free to attend. There will be cake and snacks and all that good stuff. We'll have speakers. I think we're also going to have some of the Native American dancers as well as band here, so it should be a lot of fun, booths from various clubs as well, too, but I will let Judy
I was just going to say that we have a cleanup of Walking Box Ranch on the 6th, a typical landscape cleanup from 9 to noon on the 6th. And since we have the big event the following weekend, I'm sure we'll be pulling lots of weeds and cleaning the house. That's Judy Fundorf on Grandpa's Road. And I'm sure we have a meeting on the 10th here, and we may have updates about the program and whatever at that time. Yes.
What time does the activity start at Walking Box?
Now, for the cleanup or for the...
Yeah, the 13th.
The cleanup is on Saturday the 6th at 9 a.m.
And the 13th, what time is that?
Gee, they're going to have some... actually, that's all on our website. And I don't recall exactly, did they start with some of the tours, or the walking tours at 8 a.m.?
Yeah, they're staggering them at different times all morning. So there are different ones that you can go, you'll want to go onto the website and sign up for them, because they are limited in space because of the capacity of the buildings out there. But I believe they start at 8 a.m., and then there's ones that run, I think they run like every hour, like 8, 9, 10, and 11. Could be wrong in that, but they are running, there's several of them running during the day. There's a couple of hikes as well, too, that are going out.
There's one hike early with a bird specialist for bird watchers, and another one for rare plants with a botanist. And go online, they may have to double up on those, too. This has become so popular.
Yeah. But they were trying to get some additional people to host the hike or to do some of the hikes. So trying to get some more things available because everything was full. And so we're trying to get some more activities available for people to sign up. There's also a planting at Mystery Ranch as well, too, which is over by Grandpa's Road. And I believe that one is already full for that one. I think that one is already full. But you can check the website, and it will let you know on that. You can sign up for the community center. You'll also want to get, it's free, but you'll want to get a little ticket. That's so that we know for food and for capacity for the building, how many people are coming. It just gives you a little QR code so that you can get in with that. But you will want to just go in and put in your information so that you have that ahead of time. What and time? All of that's on the website, which is on the bottom of this card.
And I have some bookmarks I'll pass out to anybody that wants them that has the website.
Hey, Judy, what time is the thing at the 10th? When does that start at the community center?
Wait, the 10th?
You said there was a meeting at the 10th?
The 13th?
It was early the 13th. Okay, I thought you said something about the 10th being here. Oh, okay.
No, just on Saturday, April 13th.
Okay, perfect.
So the cleanup event is on the prior Saturday at Walking Box Ranch.
Okay.
And then the celebration is all just on Saturday.
Perfect.
Starts in the morning at Walking Box and then moves to the community center.
Cool. I'll see you.
I think Equinox is going to have something like 40 plants there to give away also at Walking Box first thing in the morning. And I'm assuming primarily cactus, but I haven't heard. But not nearly the volume of plants that they donated before. But there are approximately 40, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It would be 20 to 40 cactus, so one plant per person. Yeah, we'll be there probably 8:30.
Thank you.
And I assume similar to last time where it's all just native plants?
Yes, native cactus.
Natalie, the time on here for my master gardeners, so I'm going to have to tell them to get on and get tickets because we're supposed to have a table. So what kind of time can I tell them and
you can come to set up at 11:30.
Okay.
Or if you need to set up on Friday, if you want to get in contact with us, we'll need to arrange that with Michelle.
They'll just come that day. They're coming from Auckland.
Yeah, so you can come at 11:30 to set up.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Natalie and Judy. Is there any other announcements? I'm going to try to
catch some ducks.
I have one other item. Natalie and I are both on the board of Sloan Canyon, also Friends of Sloan Canyon. And I have a few posters here. So if anybody has kids who like beautiful posters, lots of information. Front and back.
Oh. All right.
So I think I have five or six.
That's cute.
anyone interested after the meeting, please see you for the poster.
Lisa Ortega, I'm the executive director of Nevada Plants, and we'll be participating in the anniversary celebration. And it looks like we have fruit trees to give away to the community if anybody's interested. We have peaches, pluots, apricots, apples, and pomegranates. And so we did receive from the Vision of Forestry IRA grant for $340,000. I guess yet to be executed, but we expect that within the next few weeks. And we did put in Searchlight residents for $10,000 worth of trees, mulch. So hopefully that's okay. So thanks.
Thank you.
We're trying to figure out how to get the trees here. If our grant is executed, we could actually just bring a U-Haul. We have Farmer Marilyn has 80 fruit trees ready for us, which might be too much for the celebration, you know, so we can try to bring 40 or so, and then we can flyer the community so folks can know, and those will probably be the selections that we're bringing. So we're really excited to start Searchlight.
That is exciting. Thank you very much.
Is that also on the 13th?
Yes.
Is that the walking box?
Hopefully they'll be off. We'll be here. We're going to do the work with the Mystery Ranch, and then we'll come over here for the afternoon celebration and give those away, and hopefully we'll do them close so they can just go right to your
So the trees will be given out here in the afternoon?
They will, yes. Thank you.
Thank you. And I just want to thank Lisa. This is kind of a sidebar. She helped Commissioner Nathan Clark kind of open up a new Silver Otter Ranch Community Center, and Lisa did an incredible job. We had the local elementary school come out there and plant a bunch of trees that are going to be at the front entryway, and she was amazing with the soil dance and everything. So we're really going to have those students come back and watch the trees grow as they grow as well. So I want to thank you so much. You always do so much. I know you do so much for Searchlight, so you were wonderful during that. It was during the NFL Green initiative as well. So thank you. We look forward to having more things out here. Thank you.
We have another one from James. Yeah, there'll be a Easter sunrise service March 31st, 6 a.m. Love to have you there. We'll be over there at the Senior Center. And it'll be a potluck, so if you want to bring some breakfast food, snacks, and also some special music. And again, sunrise Easter service at 6 a.m.
Thank you, James. Any other announcements out there? On to planning and zoning. We have no planning and zoning tonight. We also have no general business. The comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. Any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board on the floor. Any comments by the general public out there?
Can I ask a question?
Please step up to the speaker's podium. Please spell your last name, first and last name for the record.
Norbert, N-O-R-B-E-R-T, Kubiak, K-U-B-I-A-K, and Kalmar. Just got a question. How do you get items on the agenda? How do you get them on the agenda?
You can reach out to Tammy or Mark. Here, Tammy is our secretary and Mark is our county liaison.
Yep.
You could also reach out to a board member and we could forward the request to them.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to.
And you can email us. Our email's on the front of the agenda. So you can send us an email and really cast it, reach out to a board member.
Anybody else out there? Our next meeting is April 10th, 2024, and I'd like a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thanks for coming, everybody.